It was so late that the Gryffindor common room was almost empty. Harry went straight up to the dormitory. Ron wasn't back yet. Harry pulled on his pajamas, got into bed, and waited. Half an hour later, Ron arrived, nursing his right arm and bringing a strong smell of polish into the darkened room.
"My muscles are all seized up,"
he groaned, sinking on his bed. 14 times he made me buff up that Quidditch cup before he was satisfied, and then I had another slug attack all over a special awards for services to the school. Took ages to get the slime off. How was it with Lockhart? Keeping his voice low so as not to wake Neville, Dean, and Seamus, Harry told Ron exactly what he had heard.
"And Lockhart said he couldn't hear it?" said Ron.
Harry could see him frowning in the moonlight.
"Do you think he was lying? But I don't get it. Even someone invisible would have had to open the door."
"I know," said Harry, lying back in his four-poster and staring at the canopy above him.
"I don't get it either.